Welcome to the Thurfield Chapel Sermon Podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing those gifts. Talking about Christmas gifts, I wonder, what is the best gift? What's your favorite Christmas gift? Not just today, but ever. What's the best Christmas gift you've ever... Oh... Smooth. Well, it wasn't on the list, but I don't know if anyone saw it on the TV earlier this week. I think it was also on the internet. Hamleys drew up a list of the top 100 sort of Christmas gifts. Linda, you weren't on it, unfortunately. But they're all like different toys and gifts that the children have treasured over the years. Other than Linda, there was another gift that didn't quite make the list, probably because it wasn't so much as a toy. But if you had it at Christmas, I mean, it was an awesome gift to get. And what I'm talking about is the Cadbury's chocolate dispenser. Money box. Who remembers those? Who had one of those? Yeah. I think they first came out in the sort of 50s or 60s, pre-decimal. An old penny. Drop that in, you see it there. And then, of course, when decimal came in, then it went up to 2p, sort of probably in the 80s. I remember having one like that. And then 10p, this is inflation for you. But no, it was a great gift, a great way of saving money. This is the ultimate piggy bank, because not only are you putting money in and you're saving money, you're getting a chocolate as a result of it. Now, of course, some of us learn how you could get chocolates out without putting the money in. Yep. You know who you are. There was one problem with this gift, though, because on Christmas Day, it was full of chocolates. That didn't last long, particularly if you knew how to override the system and get the chocolates out. So it started off full. It started off great, but then it ran out very quickly. And so you either had to try and purchase some other chocolates to go in it, which wasn't that easy to secure in the days before the internet, or it just sat to one side, gathering dust. And sometimes that happens with gifts, don't they? They start off exciting and shiny, and maybe they break, maybe they gather dust. They start off full, but then they lose something. We've been considering something of the gift of Christmas by looking at John's gospel. And so just in these last few minutes, I'm going to read again those verses from the beginning of John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so John, first century eyewitness, close friend of Jesus, who saw him, who knew him, wrote that God entered into this world. He became a human being, Jesus Christ, and says there in verse 14 that we saw his glory, meaning we saw what he's like. That's what it means to see someone's glory. We saw what he's really like. And what is Jesus like? What is God like? He says he's full of grace and truth. Those words that originally in Greek translated into English, grace and truth, they have a sense of meaning being full of devoted love and fully reliable. And that's incredible when we think of who this love is shown to. So in verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That Jesus, the true light, the light that gives light, the source of all life, comes into the world. The light shines in the darkness. It's the ultimate gift. And yet it is a gift that was rejected. Now, overlooked, shunned. And maybe that's been something of perhaps your experience with Jesus over the years. Maybe there's times where you just kind of shun him because you think he's out there to ruin your life, make it difficult, holding you back from things. And yet there is fullness in him, full of devoted love, fully reliable. Or maybe there's times that we just overlooked him. We've got caught up with all these other things. And sometimes we can think, you know, I'm just too far gone. Maybe I've ignored the light for too long, and it's too awkward, too embarrassing to turn back now. I've made my bed. I'm just going to lie in it. But Jesus is full of devoted love, fully reliable, not like a chocolate dispenser that eventually runs out. At Christmas, God came to a world that had turned its back on him because he hasn't turned his back on us. There are times where we feel, yeah, we're too far gone. But he reaches out to us in the fullness of his love, in his devotion. He calls us to come to him, not with our lives sorted, not with gifts of appeasement, but to come to receive him as the Savior that he is, who rescues us out of darkness, who brings us into his light. And the invitation that Jesus gives is not just to the faithful, to the joyful, to the triumphant, but it's to the unfaithful, to the downcast, to the defeated. So come this Christmas, come and behold him, as the hymn says. Not because we're faithful, but because he is. Because he is full of devoted love. He is fully reliable. And so whatever your experience has been in the past, now make sure this Christmas that you come and you discover Jesus for the true gift that he is. The gift that does not disappoint. The gift of complete fullness of life. Let me pray. And then we're going to close with two short carols. Father, we thank you for this day, for the reminder of your great love. Lord, that you are the God who moves toward us. Lord, help us to see you for who you truly are, to embrace, to know the joy, the true life that is given to us at Christmas through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or would like prayer relating to anything you've just heard, then please do get in touch. We would love to hear from you. You can do so by emailing us using hello@thurfieldchapel.org or fill in the contact form on our website or send us a message on social media. Thank you again, and please do join us next week online or in Thurfield itself at one of our services or events. We would be delighted to welcome you. God bless.